This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And hopefully, as this comes out, it is 2023. Our publishing schedule can be a bit of a mystery. Things can change very quickly. But I believe this is coming out in the new year, in which case, a happy new year.
Happy new year.
Yes. And I want to bring back this classic one. It's semi-recent. I think we did this at the end of 2020. But it was about the pressure women in particular feel around New Year's. Around like having a good time and making resolutions and kissing and that kind of stuff. And as we've probably maybe talked about, I recently watched all of, Samantha gave me a list of her like holiday go-to movies. And I watched them all in one weekend, and I called it the Hooniverse because Hugh Grant was in a lot of them.
Yes, I know. I have to admit to that. I did not notice until like way later how I collected my movies, and a chunk of them have Hugh Grant. And I'm not a huge Hugh Grant fan. I'm not. Yeah. I think he's a pompous ass. But he just happens to be
that
in
character in the
yes, and he happens to be in that movie, and I'm like, damn it.
No, it was just funny. I think the Hooniverse is very clever, so I'm happy
that
about it.
That is very clever, but I feel
Thank
called
you.
Out.
No. But it was funny because I think at least one of them for sure, but I think two of them had a New Year's
yes,
like, kiss.
They have a very, so, which we have talked about at this point, if you've mm-hmm. listened sequentially, Bridget Jones' Diary, that is more mm-hmm. of a New Year's movie to me.
Right. And I think The Holiday is a New Year. It has a New Year's thing.
It kind of, yeah.
Well, it's funny because we're doing these out of order. So we haven't
yes.
actually had this conversation. But
no.
If you're listening to it, then we have to you already. So that's fun.
Podcasting.
But it just got me thinking about this again and kind of how, to me, strange that feels of that, like, we've got to kiss at midnight or,
yes.
or whatever it is. So I look forward to having that conversation. I look forward to you listeners having heard it already or going back to listen to it. But also, yes, again, Happy New Year's. We hope it was great. And please enjoy this classic episode. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. So Samantha and I, we've been pretty upfront with our feelings about New Year's as we approach the end of 2020 and beginning of 2021. We are not its biggest fans of the party aspect of it, I guess, all of the trappings of New Year's.
Yeah.
And we have a recent tradition
yeah.
of wearing onesies and contacting each other.
Do you wear onesies?
I wore the Spider-Man one.
Remember? Oh, that's right. One year you did wear that Spider-Man one. I forgot about it.
That's right. I did.
You sure did. And we like Skyped or FaceTimed and cheers.
Yeah. We did.
Delightfully.
And that was nice. Yeah. And I got mac and cheese ordered to me two different times that night.
Yes. And then we got it the next day, didn't we?
Yeah. I had three orders of mac and cheese.
You sure did. I was proud of you.
I mean, it was one of my best New Year's Eve I've never ever had, and that's the truth.
It was a good one. I think it was a good one, too. And I definitely just stayed at home.
Yeah.
And that's been my latest tradition in the last 2 years is just to sit at home. That's 3 years, maybe?
Yeah. I think for me as well, and I do want to say I've had good New Year's Eves, and I've had good New Year's days.
Right.
And I've done, like, the huge party thing and had a good time.
Right.
But I feel like it's very, very hit and miss for me. Hit or miss. And just, it became, I wasn't having enough hits and I was having a lot of misses.
Right. Yeah, and I think part of that for me being cheap is like, A, I don't want to drive because if I drink,
right,
we're all, I don't want to endanger anyone, as well as the fact that, yes, police are out on the, you know, streets ready to go on New Year's. And then B, the fees to get Uber or Lyft is I definitely couldn't. So I was like, I'll just stay home.
Yeah.
So that's been my thing. But yeah, the next day has been delightful. Several times now, a few friends of mine will get together, go to a restaurant to get the black eyed peas, collards, and cornbread, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I always make sure to have that. I've had many a fun Waffle House the next day. Well, for some of us, it wasn't so fun, but I had a good time.
Yeah. I think, the last few years, especially the last 4 years, the party at our crew, because we're getting older, I say our crew, my crew, I guess, we're getting older, and a lot of people have families now and all that, so it's just kind of like a little less and less.
Yeah, and so in this mini, we want to talk about the pressures of New Year's, particularly for women. But it was funny how many articles I found about people who really don't like New Year's saying, like, you know, it doesn't start until midnight. Like, you got to really pace yourself. And then it's so expensive. Like, there's like a cover charge to get in and it's crowded. And then you got to pay for the drinks. And then the food's not very good. And you're just not going to feel very well the next day. And it's like kind of all about drinking. And if you don't want to drink, then there's all of that. And then you're putting all this pressure on yourself with this resolution. Of
right.
Like, this is going to be my year or whatever, as if the last year was useless.
It kind of was, though.
Well, I mean, in this particular case.
Right. But to be fair, last year, we thought that year was going to be useless.
Yeah.
And so we were really excited about this year. And it's kind of like, this year has taught me that, no, it's okay. It may be worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it was the new decade, too. So we were all like, not only is it a new year, it's a new decade. It's a new beginning. And then they're like, wear sweatpants and stay inside.
Right.
Okay.
Work from home. Never leave again. Cool. Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are going to be celebrating New Year's our way. I mean, I don't know about the onesie aspect of it, but staying
I'm missing out.
It was pretty nice. And that video is still up on my Instagram, and it's like a minute long and very embarrassing. So if you want to find that, it's up there. So when it comes to pressures of this holiday, I do feel like there is a pressure to go out, and to dress up in something glittery and sparkly,
right?
Have a hell of a party. Like, this is the party to say goodbye to this whole year and everything that happened in that year, good or bad. And those are just high expectations. And I feel you're setting yourself up for a letdown, inevitably.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with that. There's so many things that you're supposed to be doing, and it's such a couple-y year, couple-y time of year, where if you're not with someone, it's very obvious. It's overtly obvious.
Yeah, and so that's one of the things is the kiss. Like, there's this pressure to kiss at midnight. And, you know, you start getting the countdown and you're surreptitiously looking around for people to see, like, as a single lady anyway, of like, well, who do I want to kiss anybody? Like, am I just going to stand there awkwardly? How weird is this going to be if I don't find someone?
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
And in general, like, this hasn't been a huge problem for me, but one year I was at a friend of ours, a friend and coworker, Matt Frederick, who's like the sweetest person on the planet.
Right.
He was having a huge New Year's party, and it was like I was running a kissing booth or something, because I made out with this guy, and he was like, oh, wow, that was so good. And then this other guy was there, and he was like, oh, I need a kiss too. And then it became like this talk of the party of like how I kissed every guy, and I was like, what?
Interesting.
Yes. Yes. And then one time I made out with one of my lady friends. Like, I don't know, made out. We kissed. And a bunch of dudes yelled at me basically for depriving them of a kissing partner. And I was like, I don't know you and I don't owe you anything. And why is this a thing at all?
Right. Okay. You have the weirdest experiences to me, because that has never been a thing for me. I've never been told I owe them a kiss. Maybe I just have that bitch face that we've talked about before, where I'm like, no. Why are you trying to talk to me? Are you trying to touch me? What is wrong with you? To be fair, though, oftentimes the parties that I go to, again, are very coupley parties. So I am the one single person outside of that. So there's rarely the opportunity. I don't remember going out. So I remember last year you went to a 2020 theme party the 20 Roaring 20s party, which I didn't know what the theme. I couldn't figure out why the theme was that. Like, I'm like, Roaring? Why are you wearing a... jazz stuff. Yeah. I don't understand. And I was like, oh, the 20s. I get it. Like, it took me a long time to figure that out. But yeah, I definitely never been around that. Typically, like I said, I'm with friends, so we all hug each other and maybe give each other kisses on the cheek, which now, thinking on it with COVID-19, sounds awful and disgusting, and why?
I know. It does.
Yeah, my sister also made it very clear to me that it was a couple tradition, because I've said this before. All of my siblings started bringing partners or people home at the age of like 14, 15. Like, it was weird to me, and I never did that. I recently met the first partner this year. Like, my parents, I've never brought anyone home before this year. And I'm 40, y'all. 40. But, like, my sister would have her boyfriends, and if any other couples were there, and she would tell everyone to go into a specific corner of the house. It was very specific. And then loudly count down. And it was typically me, because I was the one watching the TV, and it was single. So I could sit there and count down for them so they can all, in their special spot, she was very bossy, make a get of a kiss for the for the New Year's. And I was like, what is happening? But I remember this distinctly, because she made sure that it happened every year. And that she was 15, 16 when I moved in. So it was like, that's how that went down. So that's what I remember of that. Mm-hmm. Of course, I also remember watching Dick Clark and the ball drop. I did one year ago for the peach drop, and I was so miserable. I vowed never to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it gets cold and crowded.
And you don't see but this tiny little peach that barely drops. You don't even know it happened. You're like, what? What just happened?
I guess that's it.
Yeah. And you're stuck in Atlanta.
Drink my champagne now. So apparently this whole kissing at midnight thing on New Year's came from, well, it didn't come from, but it was popularized by When Harry Met Sally, which I watched for the first time last night, by the way. Mm-hmm. And yes, that does happen. So that came out in 1989, or The Godfather Part 2, which I haven't seen, so I can't verify that.
Yeah. Yeah? That's when the Fredo kiss.
Oh, well, I don't know what that means, but I know Fredo's like useless, right?
You broke my heart, Fredo? That's that line. That's the Fredo kiss, I think. Oh. If I'm correct, because like they do a countdown. Yeah.
I've heard it's a miserable one. Like the Harry and Sally one is like...
No, yeah, it's sad.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so you got two different versions of it there. The first recorded instance in the U.S. goes back to a New York Times article from 1863. Quote, New Year's Eve is a great time among the Germans who assemble around the domestic fireside in their public halls, their clubhouses, their theaters, their concert houses, and their beer nerps, or minor beer cellars to pass the waning hours of the old year with music, song, the drama, and the farce, good cheer, and merriment. As the clocks ring out the hour of midnight, all this festivity pauses for a moment to listen, and as the last stroke dies into silence, all big and little, old and young, male and female, push into each other's arms, and hearty kisses go around like rolls of labial musketry with the exclamation, Prost Neujahr! Hail the new year. Gentlemen and ladies in the bloom of youth heartily approve this custom, and their venerable predecessors likewise seem to relish it, if twere only for the sake of auld lang syne. Huh. So, I don't know. It sounds like maybe people just wanted to kiss and it became a thing. We did an episode on New Year's traditions on Savor, and there were a lot of like... things like that, but most of them are alcohol-based and sharing drinks with people. I'm not sure. Also, I want to put in here, it's a real downer, but rates of sexual assault in general are higher that night in the U.S.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, and I will say another part to our tradition, which I wish would go away, and I know people have been trying to revamp it, and I do love that, but the resolutions, for sure, because typically it comes with the connotations of weight loss, which is completely tied into the single lady thing, because we know our only value is to attract men. Very heteronormative, aren't we? And we can only do that by being really thin and really beautiful, whatever that seems. And I think it's really interesting because right now there's a big conversation about fat phobia and the responsibility of a fat celebrity or those who identify being fat. Because Lizzo had this whole thing. And it's interesting to see what's happening in that conversation. But yeah, it definitely comes with the season too because you're seeing family. I'm freaking out because I've definitely gained weight since seeing my family. So I don't love going to see my family because my brothers are going to make a comment, guarantee. Even though they're twice my size, they're still going to make a comment. And it makes me nervous and anxious. But that's part of this whole holiday thing that's just awful because you relished or maybe you've been a little bit gluttonous or whatever because it is the holiday season and now you feel guilt. Thanks, New Year's. And then the find a partner thing. Like I said, my family is... the epitome of you are not of worth unless you have a partner. Again, one holiday tradition I used to have was going home and having my mother cry about how I was going to be alone and die alone. So that was always a fun part of my Christmas traditions. And you know what? Because I was so caught up in that, I am a little superstitious. I definitely believe in like power of things and, you know, karma and stuff. But there's a tradition that if you wear pink underwear, that you'll find love. And so one time I did that.
Oh, really?
I don't feel like it worked.
How recent was this, Samantha?
This is a while ago. You're supposed to wear it on New Year's. So there's specific colors that you're supposed to wear to bring money, to bring luck, and pink underwear, I think, was one of those things. And I don't own that. So I was like, went and made a special trip to Target. Got to find that partner this year.
Yeah. And we've talked before about that whole, which it's going to be interesting. And since we've been in pandemic, we've been inside and people are talking about like, I've lost a whole year of my dating life, essentially. But there is that big push on dating apps after the new year where everybody's like joining and trying to find someone. So there's that.
The ads alone. The ads alone.
Yeah. This whole resolution thing, there's so many pressures that are specific to women. Like be more organized, take kids to XYZ things. Make memories, make healthier foods, have it all. And that's not to say that men don't have those kinds of resolutions and that they're inherently bad or unhealthy. But the pressure to make them is more traditionally on women, I think. And we know women often face higher expectations. They put them on themselves. Other people put them on them. And there's more burnout because of that, especially coming out of the holidays. Social media can exacerbate all of this. We know that for sure. It's a lot of pressure, and likely women, and particularly women of color, were already doing more than white people, than men. So this pressure to do more is just like, I feel like you're kind of dismissing what intentionally or not what you've already been doing.
Right.
And then you're adding more.
Right.
And it's just too much. It's too much.
It's a whole different like self-esteem thing and sentimentality to it that it doesn't hit traditional male heteronormative ideas anyway. So it's kind of like, I'm going to read more. I'm going to do this more. Thinking that you have to be better somehow. And if you're better somehow, other people will notice and therefore it makes you better.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And I just feel there's so much tied up into that of like, I'm not good enough. There's nothing wrong with having goals. Goals are great. But I think a lot of people approach it from this mentality of I'm not enough for whatever reason. And I've made the be more social resolution, aka meet someone. I've done the things. I've made the weight loss one multiple times. I've done more be more fun, which oh my god, that year. Be more productive. And then sometimes I make resolutions. Like the year I made the be more social, I also made a resolution that was rest more. So I'm trying to get better at that part of it.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
We do have advice, and one of the pieces of advice we found a lot was try and separate what you actually want from what you expect. Gabriel Odingen, the author of Rethinking Positive Thinking, advises WOOP, whoop,
whoop.
Wish, outcome, obstacles, plan for setting reasonable expectations for New Year's, for resolution as well. And my therapist, I think I've said it before on the show, is actually recommending people don't set resolutions in 2021, or that they're kind to yourself, or they're taking into account all these stressors and things. Like,
right.
Don't put something on yourself when there's so much already going on, and recognizing what you've accomplished.
Right. And I think there's so many things like having a marker and having a boundaries. Those are okay. Like having a start marker of like, this is the time frame I'm going to do this. That's okay. But when you start like beating yourself up about it, which happens too often, like that's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was reading, as part of this research, I found a bunch of people's resolutions they were making for 2020, like right when 2020 hit. Oh, we didn't know it was coming. It's like a weird time capsule. It's like, oh, jeez. Oh.
I mean, I still think about the fact that at the beginning of this year, we were planning to go to Portugal.
I know. I think we were going to go to Portugal. I would not have seen Star Wars 100 more times since then. Like, it's wild.
We even had a huge plans for, like huge, but bigger plans for my birthday. And that got washed away, literally.
Yes, literally washed away. Thank you, Hurricane Sally. I know it's kind of a tiresome phrase to hear, but of course this year is going to be different. No big parties. I'm doing my traditional meal, as we said. I'm having some champagne, probably watching Star Wars, and onesies. I think we should bring back the onesie.
Oh, yeah. I'll be wearing my onesie. I mean, at this point, my giant comforter hoodie. So I don't think I've made this announcement except on Twitter. My partner for part of my Christmas present gave me this giant one size, and I'm putting air quotes around it, fits all comfy hoodie. So it's literally a portable comforter. And I love it. And I look like a giant tent person and I love it. Like literally, I made a joke about the fact that if I just crouch down, I just become a big like gray ball. It encompasses me so like depth, like it just... completely. And I love it. So that might be my onesie for the year. I'll just put googly eyes or like a headband on it that's like animal themed. Maybe.
I like that.
Maybe.
I like
that. Yeah. But that's going to be my New Year's because, this girl's going to be staying in, I say, game night maybe with a few friends and just texting everybody a gift that says Happy New Year's. That will be my thing.
I like it. Get that gift ready to go.
Yeah, I'm good. I've got it.
Perfect. Well, listeners, we would love to know what you're doing for New Year's. Any pressures you felt, if you have a onesie, you can email us. Our email is stuffedmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can also find us on Instagram at Stuff Mom Never Told You or on Twitter at Mom Stuff Podcast. Thanks as always to our super producer, Andrew Howard.
Thanks.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.